Here you are on the peninsula of Saint-Mandrier-sur-Mer, in the Bay of Creux-Saint-Georges, at the entrance to Toulon's harbor. This Provençal district, which extends from around the port and spreads over to the surrounding hills, has been able to retain its heritage and village spirit. Saint-Mandrier's history goes back to the very earliest times, when three islands joined together to form l'île de Sépé. Composed of creeks and beaches, this deserted island closed off the Bay of Toulon. Its natural harbor thus offered a safe place for seafarers who sought fresh water or shelter in bad weather. Saint-Mandrier's history has since been built on the history of the Mediterranean and the different events that have taken place in the Bay of Toulon. From the 13th century onwards, the Bay du Creux-Saint-Georges was the site of prosperous maritime activity. This was not only confirmed in 1481, when Provence became part of France, but also by Toulon becoming a part of the royal domain, thanks to its harbor, which was big enough to satisfy the king's seafaring ambitions. At that time, the Île de Sépé was a little hamlet with farms, wheat fields, and orchards. In the 17th century, the seafaring relationship with North America, then called the New World, intensified. But the ships brought back contagious diseases like the plague, which meant that some of the crews had to go into quarantine. It was thus decided to build the Lazaret, or quarantine area, which you would have seen on your way here. In the second half of the 17th century, the emergence of Toulon as a naval base made the Saint-Mandrier Peninsula strategically important. Its position at the entrance to the harbor of Toulon controlled access to the naval base of Toulon. Because of this, in 1670, Marshal Vauban decided to make this the location of the Royal Navy Hospital and had fortresses and batteries built.
Throughout the 18th century, the life of the hamlet was marked by political events, such as the Siege of Toulon or the departure of Bonaparte's fleet for the conquest of Egypt against England in 1798. In addition, the importance of the harbour of Toulon led Napoleon to construct numerous coastal defence sites all along the Mediterranean coast. Saint-Mandrier developed particularly during the 19th century. The Royal Naval Hospital, built by Vauban, was knocked down and prisoners from the penal colony built a new hospital, chapel, and botanic gardens, which made the peninsula famous. While the hospital no longer exists today, the chapel is still visible in the old air-sea base. This building is a beautiful example of 19th century Provençal religious art. In the 20th century, the peninsula underwent many changes, notably during the Second World War. Occupied by the Nazis, Saint-Mandrier was liberated in 1943, but was badly damaged. Despite all these upheavals, this little fishing village returned to its peaceful existence. Today, Saint-Mandrier is a great place to live, with a port where you can see traditional pointus, moored alongside magnificent yachts. If you like walking, the coastal pathways provide the perfect opportunity for a beautiful walk.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.